What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? We are the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Welcome, everybody, to our NFL Draft Special.
I'm back.
Uh-oh.
Cody Locks.
Bringing the locks.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. I'm one of your hosts, JG. The man just introduced himself, Cody Locks.
Yeah, I took a little break. You know, I've been celebrating all these dubs I've been handing out. I went 3-0, you know, took a little vacation, handed my picks. Still went 2-0 after that.
Back from Mexico.
Yeah. Back from the moon and
the land of the lock.
Yeah. And we're ready to give you a little draft day special here.
The NFL draft is Thursday. Back. Finally, we get to talk about NFL again.
I know.
Feels good. And we'll just get right into it. Been looking on the Bet365 futures for these bets and found a few I like.
And yeah, quite a few good ones.
Yeah, the first one I like, plus money, running backs drafted in the first round, under 1.5 at plus 110. The only one I think is going to get drafted is Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Blue chip player.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a top three, but he's like a top three talent in this draft. Him, Jalen Carter, and Bryce Young, but running backs are luxury, and people aren't going to take them.
No, and I haven't heard too much about any other running backs right now. Like Bijan Robinson is about it, and there's probably a reason for that.
They're saying Jamari Gibbs, but I don't understand why someone would waste that fifth-year option on a running back when teams have had success with, like, Kenneth Walker last year with the Seahawks, Breece Hall with the Jets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be a deep running back class. They're saying you can get talent anywhere, but...
And there's this draft has a lot of talent, you know, on the defensive side and, you know, offensive. There's some...
Interior, a lot of drafts, yeah, a lot of talent in the interior.
There's some receivers, too.
Right now, I think Bijan goes to the Eagles. That's what a lot of people are saying. I'm not sure. Atlanta's hyping New England, but after that... One of these teams down at the bottom, maybe the Bengals to replace Mixon with Jamari Gibbs, but they need help on the offensive line.
Yeah.
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 They got to protect Burrow.
And they're going to lose T. Higgins, so they're probably going to, you know, they're probably going to look for maybe another offensive weapon.
Wide receiver.
They lost. They also lost their safety, Jesse Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got a lot of parts to replace. And I think with Joe Burrow as your weapon, I don't think you're going to be searching for a running back right away. Yeah. You got P. Ryan still. So.
No, he left.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Right.
He left.
Yeah.
Tony would tell us, but yeah. He wasn't here today.
Yeah.
He's not a big draft guy. He's just take the best guy available. Well, I don't know. They got to fit needs at this point.
Yeah,
they got
their QB. You can't just take the best guy available.
No, you got to fit needs. So.
Especially when you're going to have to go up against the Ravens, Bengals, you know, with Lamar coming back, fingers crossed.
hopefully.
Everything crossed.
Back. So, running backs drafted in the first round under 1.5 plus 110.
Nice.
First lock.
I'm just, you know what? I'll save my higher plus money for a little later. My first pick will also be plus money.
Okay. He's got a higher plus money.
Yeah,
too,
it's to the moon quality.
Ooh.
But I see it hitting. But yeah, so the Ravens, right now they're at minus 110 to take a cornerback.
Yeah.
They're a very defensive minded team.
Been hearing a lot about that cornerbacks going to the Ravens.
But they just signed a Kevon Seymour, which is one of our veterans, and I think because of them signing him, I think they're going to look to take a wide receiver.
Okay.
They got Bateman, they got Odell, they got Isaiah Likely still, Mark Andrews, but I think there's just one more spot they need to fill.
One more. Try and get Lamar back.
Yeah.
Show him care.
Show him. I think this is like, just you know, Lamar, he did request a trade, but I think like he loves football, he loves Baltimore.
Yeah.
He's very
loves
good.
The city.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I just think the Ravens, you know, to even do Lamar good and just show them they're trying to get them weapons, I think they take a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So my pick is Ravens plus 180 to take a wide receiver as their first round pick.
Ooh. You worried? Yeah. You think they're going to get traded? Maybe Houston, maybe Indianapolis. Oh, I've seen some things like that.
And then I see Tyler Huntley getting signed by the Ravens, and I'm like...
Pro bowler.
Yeah. Fuck.
I remember seeing, what the hell is this guy doing in the Pro Bowl?
I know, right?
He played like six games.
And I know, and they're saying, oh, Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley re-signs, and I'm just like, man. But,
about that.
I just hope they don't take a cornerback. We have...
It's a deep cornerback class, too. I've been seeing, like, you find talent in the second round, CB2.
Yeah, I think so. I think that that's the move that we need to do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go with my... I have a lot of them. I found a lot of locks I like. But we'll go with the next one down the line. Christian Gonzalez, draft position under 8.5. So he'll be the... He'll be drafted under the 8th slot. I see a team like, I don't know if the Lions are going to take him or if the Raiders, because they're in desperate help of cornerbacks.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of people take Devin Witherspoon to the Lions. They just traded, what's his name? The fourth overall pick from like a couple of years ago to the Falcons, Jeff Okuda.
Oh, yeah. So they traded it to the Falcons?
Yeah, for like a 5th-round pick. People were excited. Yeah, we got a 5th for him. Just wasted a 3rd on
him. Yeah.
But they need help, and they're saying Christian Gonzalez has the most athleticism in this draft for a corner, but I don't know. It all depends who the Lions want, who Dan Campbell want. They're going to do something. I don't see him going past... Oh, I can't see him going 9th, 10th overall. He's going to be a top 8 pick.
Yeah.
Minus 140. It's not bad. Maybe even Atlanta takes him, but I've been seeing Atlanta. Who knows what Atlanta's going to do?
Honestly, I think Atlanta's waiting to see if they can score Lamar before the draft. And then, like,
you think so?
Like, if Lamar's going to go anywhere, I could see him going to Atlanta, because that's a really hood city, too. And no, I'm just kidding, but... Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see Lamar going to another team. Like, not I can't yet. See him going to the Redskins or the Washington football team. Like, I think
they just sold, actually, didn't they?
Yeah. But that's I don't know. I just, that's one jersey I cannot wear. Like, Lamar in a Falcon jersey, I could wear that because, you know, I love Lamar, but.
Love the Ravens, too. Yeah, perfect fit.
Yeah, but. Washington football team jersey or Commanders, sorry. Oh, the Commanders, that's right.
I forgot they named themselves the Commanders. Yeah. What a bad name. But yeah. Christian Gonzalez, draft position under 8.5, minus 140. Lock it in.
All right. So yeah, my second and only other pick right now for the draft is back-to-back national champ of Georgia. You might know him by the name of Stetson Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia boy.
Yeah. 25 years old. He's already at the age that most are retiring.
No kidding. They've already had 4 years in the league. They've gone through the rookie contract. They're all beat up and they're like,
I'm done, man. But yeah, I think, I don't know. We were talking earlier and we just both have a feeling that, you know, a team just signs him just to sign him and
drafts him.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's talent there.
Yeah. He's old too. He can probably register the game pretty
well. More experience. Yeah. Because
he sees the game well.
Yeah. Isn't more eager to make bigger mistakes. And the odds at him being drafted in the 6th round is plus 400.
Oh, wow.
And at odds like that, I don't know. I see that. Nice. And I think there's a good chance that happens. So. Yeah, Stetson Bennett, 6th round, to get picked in the 6th round, plus 400.
I like it. If you want to play a little more safe, you can just take him to be drafted at minus 130.
Minus 130, that's a good safe bet, too. This is more of a to the moon, you know?
I like that.
But the minus 130 is also a good pick if you, you know.
Want to send it?
Yeah.
One of the later rounds, 7th or 6th, he's going to go for sure.
Oh, yeah. I just... You know, you got these other player teams where, you know, these players...
Look at Brock Purdy, mystery relevant, and what he turned out to be.
Yeah, and I think just because of that happening this year, I think teams are more likely to...
Take a shot.
Yeah.
Get a game manager out there. So.
Yeah. Even having him back up someone else, like, you know, a younger quarterback, him coming in, I think he still is able to communicate with them, and he's good to have in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Maybe the Falcons take him. Oof. The old Georgia boy.
Maybe no. Maybe the Ravens take him because Lamar's gone.
Yeah. Him and Huntley, hey? Oof.
Let's hope not.
Well, my third lock, we got Dalton Kincaid, first tight end to be drafted at plus 130. He's been getting compared to someone, one of the greats, Travis Kelce. So when you hear a comparison like that, it's hard not to take the guys. I know it's between him and Michael Mayer.
Yeah, I see a lot of people saying it's going to be Michael Mayer, but if you're getting compared to Kelce, I mean. Yeah.
He's more, this guy's a fluid route runner. He gets open, he creates after the catch, and at the end of the day, that's what the NFL is about. They can put an extra offensive lineman in there as their extra tight end if they want someone to block.
Yeah, well, if you take like the top two or three tight ends, we know them, like Mark Andrews, Kelce, Kittle. Kittle's more of a blocker, but he could still get his routes. Yeah, and look what happened this year. He blew up with Purdy, right?
Yeah.
So, and after that, you start struggling to name tight ends.
Yeah.
So you got those three that come to mind right away. And if you're getting compared to Kelce, like, I think there's a good chance that hits.
Yeah, I think he goes over Michael Mayer. I think Green Bay will draft him, but I don't know. They just get the 13th and swapped it for the 15th in the Aaron Rodgers trade. Did you see that?
Yeah. Green Bay gave up their 13th?
It was...
Or the Jets gave up their third.
Jets had the 13th pick, and they swapped it for the Green Bay 15th. Jets get Rodgers and a 5th round pick, and then it's a conditional 2nd pick next year that could be a first if Rodgers plays 65% of his snaps, which he's gonna do unless he's injured.
You really want Zach Wilson?
He just liked Zach Wilson's tweet. I'm going to make this guy's life hell at practice.
Yeah. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
He's like, you are going to make it hell because he's going to have to be in the locker room where practices with you.
Yeah.
That's already hell enough.
Zach Wilson's going to start saying something. He's like, let me go into my dark room for a second.
Yeah.
Let me get away from this guy.
Maybe he could do ayahuasca with Rodgers and they'll be best friends.
You need to chill out.
All of a sudden he comes back, the best quarterback in the league, Wilson.
Yeah. Comes back with a beard.
oh man. Yeah, I think you should throw another pick.
All right, well, I'll give my to the moon. The number 5 overall pick. My Seahawks own it. And I believe we're going to take Anthony Richardson at plus 350. We're not going to take a defensive lineman. We're not going to take Jalen Carter. I wouldn't mind Will Anderson, but this guy's an elite athlete. You saw what DK's become, one of one.
Yeah.
They saw what Tyreek the Freak Woolen did last year. 4-2 cornerback, 6-4, and he turned out to be a stud in the 5th round. And it just takes me back to the year when Josh Allen was drafted. They were going to trade Wilson and take Josh Allen with the 1st overall pick if the Browns accepted that. And I think with a year under Geno, and it's a contract where they can cut him after the first year if they don't want him.
Yeah.
But let him develop. Let him learn the game. And it's not too... Like John Schneider said, it's not too often we plan on picking in the top 10. And we got lucky because the Broncos were ass last year. Thank you, Nathaniel Hackett. You might have been the worst coach in NFL history. So thank you for that. But I...
He was... Yeah.
I don't think the Colts take AR at their first pick with the 4th. I think they take CJ Stroud or Will Levis. I don't think Houston takes a quarterback. Like I think they take Tyree Wilson. I could say my top 10 what I have here with.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's go. I got 1st overall pick Bryce Young for the Panthers. Easy.
Yeah.
Houston, I don't think they're taking a quarterback because their GM said, he's like, you know, in The Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He said that one of his press conferences, like, I'm not going anywhere. And there's like Drake May and Kit. What's his name? The guy who just won the Heisman. I forget it. Caleb Williams. I'll have to look it up. But he just, there's talk, and they have two draft picks next year, so they could throw those two in, throw another future first and get their quarterback.
Yeah.
DeMeco Ryan came from San Fran.
Yeah.
They just built defense. They just saw what Brock Purdy did. So it's like, do we really need a quarterback? Let's build our roster first.
I mean, the Texans are so far gone right now. I think they're all the option to actually become a good football team again.
They added some pieces in free agency, but let's get more picks. Let's get
what's his name at the running back who was pretty good last year?
Montgomery.
No. They got Montgomery?
Yeah, from Buffalo, from Chicago.
No, but they also have he's a rookie.
Oh, you're talking about him.
Man, how is this escaping me right now?
Damon Pierce.
Yeah, Damon Pierce.
I was going to say Buck Pierce from the Bomber. No.
Yeah, no, Pierce showed some. So Montgomery, a lot of teams are doing that now, two running back systems.
Yeah.
So
more longevity.
Yeah, because of all these injuries.
Then I think, after they take Tyree Wilson, the Cardinals have the third pick. I have them having Will Anderson, but they're going to trade out. I could see a team like Tennessee come and take C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And then Indy takes Will Levis, Will Levi, however you say his name.
Yeah.
Richardson to the Hawks, Devin Witherspoon to the Lions, Christian Gonzalez to the Raiders. Unless the Raiders trade up with Arizona and take Levis with that pick, but who knows? Then I got Nolan Smith going to the Falcons. Jalen Carter drops to the Chicago Bears. And then I got Bijan Robinson going to the Eagles. So just to clarify my top 10, I have Young going to the Panthers, Tyree Wilson going to the Texans, Will Anderson going to the Cardinals, Stroud going to the Colts, AR-15 to the Seahawks, Witherspoon to the Lions, Gonzalez to the Raiders, Smith to the Falcons, Carter to the Bears, and Bijan to the Eagles. But Eagles could take a lineman because I could see that happening too. And with trades, there's a whole bunch of different scenarios. But that's my top 10 without trades.
Hmm. So you're to the moon. You're to the moon was...
number 5 overall pick. The Seahawks own it. And Anthony Richardson, AR-15,
is going to be drafted. AR-15.
Yeah, plus 350. That's what I like. That's what I hope we take because we have a second round, the 20th pick, and we could take it. It's a deep D-line draft, so we can take one there.
Yeah.
Or trade down, acquire more picks.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but John Schneider loves his picks.
I think... My to the moon.
Damn, the Stetson Bennett one wasn't to the moon plus 400. we're going to Jupiter on this one, bud.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Stetson Bennett one. Okay, so if you... this is tough. Because there's a couple good ones here.
Say them all. Don't be shy. Don't be greedy. Keep them.
Okay, so I think I've decided.
Here we go.
Yeah, I think Zay Flowers. So my to the moon is Zay Flowers to be the second wide receiver drafted. Hard to say who it's going to be, but he is. Many consider him to be one of the best receivers in the draft. You know, that's up for discussion.
He's just a little guy.
He's quick. He's
5'9".
He's good with the deep ball. He's good with tracking it. And who knows? You know, the Ravens might take him. And
they got the 22nd pick.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to... But...
Depends on the Chargers, I think.
Yeah, and the thing is if he's available, I think the Ravens are going to take him. He did visit with them, obviously with a lot of other teams he probably visited, but
yeah.
Lamar loves to throw the ball deep, and if he has a target like that to throw to, I don't know. I have a good feeling about that one. Other than Jackson Smith, Enigba, and Zay Flowers, you know, there's a bit of a gap, so I think Jackson Smith goes first.
Okay.
And
yeah, there will be a gap.
Yeah, and I think Zay Flowers is the next best fit for a lot of teams, and I think he goes second for plus 135.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess with the draft happening on Thursday, that means we'll have to do a little draft recap once we... You know, there's going to be a lot to talk about once the draft happens.
Oh, man, I'm excited. There's going to be some crazy trades. There's going to be some trades, I know,
and I'm worried about that. If the Ravens are going to trade, it's
that's tough. But if you get a haul, like I think you were mentioning, what's his name? The Texans' second, 12th, and 33rd or 34th pick for Lamar. It's hard to say no to.
I know.
That gives you a QB of the future. That gives you your wide receiver and cornerback.
I know.
So that's everything you guys need.
Yeah. Like that's... But it's just, man, I love Lamar. You know? Yeah, like one of the things I saw was Texans received Lamar Jackson and the 5th round pick from the Ravens. Because of the 5th-year option, the Ravens receive a first-round pick as part of the package, and so the trade would include a pick number 2, and a pick number 12.
Oh wow! Nice.
And then they still have their pick
20th,
or
22nd, Holy!
But then the Ravens give up their round 2 pick.
Yeah.
So
still, but
I mean,
that's like 4 picks in the but top 35
But it's like you said,
picks.
The Texans aren't, you know.
I think they're trying to build out their roster first.
Yeah, so they have no one for Lamar. And it's like, Lamar's going to be up for signing. He's going to want to, you know, he's
fully
on his...
Fully guaranteed.
Yeah, he wants that fully guaranteed. And I don't know. I just... Texans are going to want to build their team up first before I think they go for something, you know. So yeah. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, there's Caleb Williams or Drake May next year, who's supposed to be a top 2. Like, every year next year is always the great quarterback class. But, like, that's what they're saying about these two. So I could see it happening.
And there's also talks about the Falcons and...
Indy?
The Falcons and the Texans and the Ravens doing, like, a three-way pick swap. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I could see something like that happening.
So, like, the Ravens receive round 1 pick number 8. The Falcons receive round 1 pick number 12, I believe. And then, and the Texans receive the Falcons pick, which is, like, what, 12? Is it top 10? I think it's, like...
What's that?
The Falcons draft.
Falcons have the 8th overall pick. 8th,
yes. So, I mean, this is all speculation. Any of this can happen. And when on draft day, there's going to be getting notifications all day.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll add one more because we're talking about Lamar and he was the 32nd pick in the draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hendon Hooker, under 31.5. So he will be the last pick in the first round. I could see a team like Minnesota taking him. He's going to miss half the year. One more year of Kirk Cousins, that 5th-year option.
And they lost Hawkinson. They gained Hawkinson, I mean.
Like that's the most important thing with QBs, that 5th-year option.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what every team wants. Just look how successful the Ravens were with Lamar.
Yeah, that's true. And imagine if Lamar went in the second round, right?
Exactly. Like this,
we wouldn't even be talking about this right now.
No, he would have had to deal with it last year and with all the Deshaun shit.
But he might have signed before Deshaun.
Exactly. That was the thing.
That's the thing.
It's crazy how like all these teams wanted Deshaun, but now it's like they
after
don't want
that,
Lamar.
Now they're all getting screwed over by the fucking Cleveland Browns. Like,
yeah. Did you see Hurts' contract?
Yeah.
He's like, I could have gone out fully guaranteed, but championships are better.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand that. It's
I don't know.
You can still live up to your contract, man.
Yeah.
And they have to pay you the whole thing.
Bro, you just lost a championship. Like,
yeah.
What's crazy is Hurts got the first no trade clause in Eagles history.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, well,
doesn't make sense why they would want to trade him.
Yeah. That's true.
Like the first overall pick every year.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was probably just to say, like, yeah, I got this out of them, right?
Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
We don't want you to go anywhere either. Yeah. Sounds good to me, bud. Yeah. Well, that's it for this episode. This bonus NFL draft episode. We'll see you this Saturday for our regular updated schedule episode.
And we'll also drop our little bonus update on the... I don't even know if we could wait till Saturday. We might have to squeeze that in before, just because, like, we got it. There's going to be so much to talk about. I'm going to want to do it while it's all fresh. So yeah. Maybe we'll try to squeeze that in on Friday.
Friday night?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Remember, everyone, gamble at your own risk and have a good night. Peace.
Peace.